Close your eyes. Extend thoughts of goodwill. One of the images the Buddha gives is of a conch trumpet player. He sounds his conch trumpet, and the sound goes in all directions. He doesn't choose that it goes only north or only south, only to this person or only to that person. It goes to everybody. In the same way, you want your goodwill to go to everybody. People you think deserve your goodwill and people you think you don't deserve your goodwill, because the question of deserving doesn't come into this. You're extending goodwill because it's protection for you. If you have ill will for anybody, if you'd like to see somebody suffer, it's going to be hard for you to behave in a skillful way around that person. When we spread goodwill, it doesn't mean we approve of everything they're doing. As the Buddha said, if you have goodwill for people, it's not just may they be happy, but also may they avoid unskillful actions. May no one despise anyone or treat anyone with their will. And that's a thought you should be able to have for anybody. And if you can have it for somebody, ask yourself why. Sometimes you think that justice has to be done first before someone can be happy. But justice very rarely convinces people that they were wrong. It's when they see that for themselves that their actions are causing harm and they can stop. That's the kind of attitude you want to encourage. And think of goodwill as a strength. All too often we think of it as a soft, woolly kind of feeling. But the Buddha portrays it as something strong, strong like the earth. Because you have to make your goodwill resilient. There are a lot of people out there who seem to be determined to test your goodwill. And you have to have goodwill for them no matter what. He says, make your goodwill like the earth. Someone can come along with a shovel in a basket and try to dig here, dig there, spit here, spit there, urinate here, urinate there, saying, be without earth, be without earth. But the earth is so much stronger, so much larger. That person's efforts just wouldn't succeed. So think of your goodwill as being strong. It's a strength that you need to develop. Because after all, it is your protection. You want your protection to be strong, to withstand all the evil things that people are doing in the world. You still have to have goodwill. So remember, it's for everybody, and it's a strength. Try to develop this attitude every day. They say that Ajahn Mun, first thing in the morning when he woke up, he had a chant for extending goodwill to all beings. When he woke up from his midday nap, he chanted again. The night before he went to bed, he chanted again. That provided the framework for his practice. We're practicing looking for our happiness, but in a way that doesn't harm the happiness of others. We want our happiness to be solid and reliable, which means we can't harm anybody at all. If our happiness depends on harming somebody else, they're not going to stand for it. And the internal basis for our happiness is also going to be weakened. So goodwill for everybody, in everyone in all directions. And think of it as a strength that can withstand all the stupid things that people are doing in this world, the cruel things they're doing in this world. You still wish that people would, if they're doing things that are unskillful, that they would see the error of their ways and be able and willing to change. Spread that thought all around. It provides the context for your practice as well.